Hi, gang. This is Cannon.
And this is Morgan Mundane.
Backlash LaRue here.
And I am Sweet Malinger.
We're the stars of the Cannon Mess on CCO. News, weather, sports, traveling, music, and good times weekdays at 3.
Oh, it's such a delight. Hey, that's debatable.
Cannon and Company here on WCCO, Minneapolis, St. Paul. Dirty Dick Dish New is with me right now. Spinning the records on the Cannon Mess on this Thursday edition with Morgan Mundane, Ma Linger, and Backlash LaRue. Also aided and abetted by Dino Spratt, John Lundell, and Dr. Michael Lunch, the noted agrarian reformer and sometime meteorologist. What's the temp, Michael?
Right now we have 20, that's 20 degrees, and we've been below freezing now in the Twin Cities for 309 hours.
That's good, but 20 degrees is so wimpy that I don't accept this as a January day, especially with the Winter Carnival Saturday parade coming up, when you and I like to get out there in our long winter gotas and our sorrel boots and windbreakers and all that. I'm coming over there in shorts.
Well, you ain't seen nothing yet. We're talking about temperatures in the 30s.
Probably, on Saturday?
Oh, yeah. Probably even, maybe even right through the weekend, the way it's looking now.
I'm wearing shorts.
You might as well.
Yeah.
Show everybody those awful-looking legs you got.
They're bow-legged.
Really?
That's right. They're bad legs.
I got
the bad legs.
People have
always said that. He's got the bad legs.
That's why he never made it in hockey.
That's right, but I got the good hands.
Good hands, and
that's why I've made it. Well, let's get on with it.
We better move, yes. Well, we've been below freezing now for 309 hours, but that streak is going to come to an end tomorrow. Still a little bit cool tonight, though, across ECO land.
Hi, gang. This is Cannon with Morgan Mundane, the world's greatest prognosticator. The Boston Bruins host the Stars.
Yes, and the Stars in big trouble with LM rookies and all the regulars is hurt. And Boston, one of the top clubs in second place in their division of Montreal. Minnesota never plays well at the Boston Garden. The Bruins 8, Stars 1.
All right, and Sunday, New Jersey plays host to the North Stars.
Same kind of game. New Jersey's really a coming team. The Stars are the worst team in the National Hockey League.
Do you remember his most famous role in motion pictures, Backlash? You go back. I know you're a movie buff.
Yes, indeed. He played the role of George Gershwin in The Gershwin Story, yes. They did a biography of the great composer, and Robert Alda played the lead role of George Gershwin.
Okay, well, you got that one right on a button. The first commercial telephone switchboard went into operation in New Haven, Connecticut, on this date in 1878. They had it there for about 20 years, and then we bought it here at CCO, and it's still working, still working. Did you know that the first telephone operators were men?
I didn't know that.
You do now, Ma Linger. The first telephone operators were men. They had to stop using them, though. Those guys too often used bad language to the customers. Women have worked out much better ever since. 39 degrees. We're in Hollywood. La-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta, Hollywood. James St. James.
What's this getting down on me? I don't know anything about sports. Come on.
Well, come on.
I know where I was looking at the book at Caesar's Palace, and they know what they're talking about, and they're putting all the money on the Redskins.
Well,
what I saw.
I don't know. I don't want to talk sports to you because we talk sports to so many people on this station.
I know. Well, heaven forbid. I mean, they know how much of a sport you and I are.
That's right. So what's happening in Hollywood?
Well, the question of the day, does Melissa Gilbert know about this? Now, supposedly she and Rob Lowe had resumed their once torrid love affair.
Yeah.
Well, now, if that's the case, then why did I recently spy Rob Lowe cozying up to Academy Award winner Marilee Matlin?
I don't know. Why?
Is this a classic Lowe blow?
Ooh, yes.
Maybe. It sounds like it.
Rob Lowe, what is it? Have you seen this guy in person? Is he supposed to be a sexy guy or what?
Well, the ladies like him. I know.